Good morning.
大家早安。
It's my privilege to join you this morning in our worship time and be given the opportunity to open God's Word. And take your Bibles out this morning. Let's go to the book of Malachi, last book in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 1.
今天早上能够在这里与大家分享神的话是我的荣幸。让我们今天早上打开马拉基书，就是旧约的最后一本书，马拉基书第一章。
I remember where I was sitting when my son told me he was not a Christian.
我还记得当我儿子告诉我他不是基督徒的时候，我坐在哪里。
He did not believe Jesus was the Son of God.
他不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
He did not believe the Bible was the Word of God.
他不相信圣经是神的话。
My wife and I suspected his disbelief.
我与妻子早早就已经怀疑他是不信的。
But it hit us pretty hard when we actually heard it come out of his mouth.
不过当他亲口跟我们说的时候，还是给我们很大的打击。
I was a pastor of a church in America.
我是在美国一所教会的牧师。
But I was struggling from that point on with some of my faith.
不过从那一刻开始，我就与自己的信心挣扎。
Romans 2:4 tells us that the kindness of God leads to repentance.
罗马书第二章四节告诉我们，神的良善带领人会认罪。
God had been kind to me.
神对我很好。
Would he be kind to my son?
他也会对我儿子良善吗？
And the questions that the enemy posed in the garden came into my mind.
这个魔鬼在伊甸园里所问的问题让我深深的思考。
Did God actually say?
神有说。
Is the Bible true?
圣经是真实的吗？
For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为神知道当你吃这果子的时候，你的眼睛就会打开，你会像神一样知道善与恶。
Can God be trusted?
神能够信赖吗？
These are the lies of the enemy.
这个就是敌人的谎言。
And out of the blue, I was tempted to begin to believe them.
我突然间受到诱惑，想要信这些谎言。
Is the Bible true?
圣经是真实的吗？
Is God kind?
神是良善的吗？
Is God unjust?
神是不是没有公义的呢？
Will he visit salvation upon my son?
他会赐救恩给我儿子吗？
I of course believed in the truth.
当然我相信真理。
But it didn't stop from an attack of the enemy to try to cause doubt.
这一个却没有阻止敌人想要攻击我，让我怀疑。
And from the beginning of the Bible in Genesis where these questions are posed.
在圣经一开始，在启示录这一个问题就被问了。
You travel all the way to the end of the Old Testament where the questions are asked again.
当我们在从创世纪经过整个旧约的时候，我们会发现这一个问题不断的出现。
Is God loving?
神是充满慈爱的吗？
If so, how?
如果是的话，他如何爱我们？
And maybe those are questions that you're struggling with this morning.
今天早上可能你也在问同样的问题。
And it's something that afflicts people in the Bible, even as we read in the Psalm this morning.
今天早上我们所读的诗篇也让我们看见圣经里面的人都有这样的想法。
God gave me a pathway that I could walk and jog and bicycle with a river running next to it.
神赐给我有一条道路，让我在那里能够散步，能够跑步，能够在那里踏脚车。
I often visited that path over a course of years to renew my devotion and heart before the Lord.
我好多年都会回到那同一条道路那里，回到在那里祷告，回到神的地方去。
Jonathan Edwards, the great American pastor, had a horse he used to ride on in the woods where he would then meet with God.
爱德华斯以前有一条路，他会常常在那条路上骑马，在那条路上他就会与神会面。
I had a bicycle and a pair of tennis shoes.
我有一双, 这个球鞋, 还有一辆脚车。
I would take off on the trail and there call out before my God and be renewed in His word.
我就会在那一条道路上骑着脚车, 在那里呼吁神, 在那里信靠他的话。
Let me read the first five verses of Malachi chapter 1.
让我们来读马拉基书第一章第一到五节。
The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I love Jacob, but Esau I hated. I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins, the Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I'll tear down. And they will be called the wicked country, and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel.
马拉基书第一章第一节，耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示。耶和华说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？”耶和华说：“以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？” 我却爱雅各，恶以扫，使他的山岭荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。以东人说：“我们现在虽被毁坏，却要重建荒废之处。”万军之耶和华如此说：“任他们建造，我必拆毁。人必称他们的地为罪恶之境。” 称他们的名为耶和华永远恼怒之名，你们必亲眼看见，也必说愿耶和华在以色列境界之外被尊为大。Now
maybe this morning you have heard for many years that God loves you.
可能今天早上你在这里常常已经听了许多年说神爱你们。But
slowly some things have happened in your life that make you begin to question that.
不过渐渐的在你的生命里头所发生的事情让你开始疑惑。How
would God answer the question, do you really love me? Show that to me.
神要怎样回答这个问题？你如何爱我们？你能够显现给我看吗？
I want to show you a number of principles from this passage this morning.
从这段经文，我们今天早上就会看见几个原则。
But first we have to set the story in place.
首先我们需要看这个故事的背景。
Every passage of scripture is going to have some story behind it.
在圣经里头的每一段经文都有背景。
And when you get to the book of Malachi, it is at the end of the Old Testament.
马拉基书是旧约的最后一本书。
So you've got a story of the whole Old Testament that's kind of going before it.
所以在这之前有着全本这个旧约的背景。
So let's take a look at what's been going on.
所以我们先看看到底发生了什么事。
God started the nation of Israel in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪那里，神开始了这个以色列的这个国。
The Jews, Israel, was to be his special missionary force to bring a blessing to the whole world.
以色列的犹太人是要成为神的宣教士，把这个神的话带给全世界。
And then Exodus through Deuteronomy talks about God giving them the law for which they were to follow.
出埃及记直到申命记，就让我们看见神赐给他们神的。
So that's the covenant agreement. I'll be your God, you will be my people, and you follow my covenant.
我将会是你们的神，你们会是我的选民，你们必须要跟住我的约。
But the people continuously violated the covenant, and God would send prophets to warn them about judgment.
不过这些人却毁约，他们没有跟从神的约，所以神就差遣这个先知去警告他们。
And that's the repeated story throughout the Old Testament.
整个旧约就是不断地重复这个故事。
Century after century after century, disobedience and warning.
几百年之久，他们不断地不顺服，然后神不断地警告他们。
Finally, the warning was over.
最后没有警告了。
And God sent judgment in the form of other nations coming in to attack Israel.
神利用其他的这些外国来侵占以色列，这个是审判他们。
10 tribes disappeared, never to really return.
有10个这个支派，他们已经没有在地上消失了，没有回到应许地。
Two tribes ultimately were restored when God brought back the nation of Judah.
有两个支派，就是犹大的支派，神后来把他们带回应许地。
Because he made a promise to David that someone from Judah was going to reign on that throne and be the Messiah.
因为神与大卫立约说，从犹大会有人成为这个弥赛亚。
So even though he had warned them about terrible judgments, it still took centuries before those judgments came about.
所以虽然神已经警告了有关这个审判的事情，不过过了好几百年后，神才施行审判。
And then when he brought them into another nation, it was just 70 years of judgment, and then he brought them back.
当神审判他们，把他们被掳到外邦人的地方去，才不过70年，神就把他们带回应许地。
Because God tells us over and over in the Old Testament that He is slow to anger and rich in loving kindness.
因为在旧约里头，神不断地说他是一个很慈爱的神，而且他不是轻易发怒的神。
Mercy after mercy was continuously given to the Israelites.
神不断地施行他的慈爱。
God revealed Himself only to them.
神只是向以色列显示。
He only spoke to them.
神只不过向以色列启示，跟他们说话。
They were the apple of his eye.
他们是神眼睛的同人。
And as soon as they come back to restoration, he builds the temple and he gives them walls to be built around it.
当他们被掳回到应许地的时候，神就命令他们要建造这个圣殿，而且要建造这个城墙。
And you can read about that in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在以斯拉还有尼希米记，我们都读到。
But immediately they start going back to violating the covenant again.
不过很快的，他们就立刻这回到这个犯罪还有毁约的这个情况。
Indicative of the human race will always be sliding away from God.
这个人类都是往往会远离神的。
So God is sending more prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to warn them.
所以神又在差遣更多的先知，如哈该还有这个。撒加利亚又再去警告他们。
Nehemiah, building the new walls around Jerusalem, even confronts the sins that Israel is committing.
尼希米在建造这个耶路撒冷城墙的时候，甚至针对以色列人所犯的罪。
But there's a gap of time, where there are no leaders in Israel.
不过在以色列这个时候，有一段时间没有带领人。
So here you have the restoration, rebuilding the altar.The work is briefly stopped. Here you have the prophets coming in. The temple's finished. The wall is finished. They make corporate commitments, and then there's backsliding.
所以这里就是给我们看见以色列回归的这个历史。他们首先建造这个祭坛，还有这个圣殿。然后后来有一些先知来警告他们，他们完成了圣殿，完成了城墙之后。全部人一同的来向神委身，不过很快的就远离神了。
Why are they doing this?
为什么他们这样呢？
And they get to the very first words of this book of Malachi, and they're questioning God.
我们来到马拉基书的第一节的时候，就发现他们在这里疑惑神。
God says, I love you, and they say, how?
神说我爱你们，他们却说你如何爱我们？
Very cynical, very disillusioned.
他们在这里非常的灰心，而且是幻灭了。
Where is this coming from?
这一些从哪里来的？
Well, here is the previous generation was told this in Haggai 2:6-7. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I'll shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations so that the treasures of all the nations shall come in and I will fill this house.With glory, says the Lord of hosts.
在这一代之前，前一代在哈该书第二章第六到七节，万军之耶和华如此说：过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Zechariah, the book just before Malachi, promises blessings on Jerusalem, the arrival of the Messiah, salvation of the nations, and the destruction of all of Israel's enemies.
撒加利亚书就是马拉基书之前的一本书，那里应许这个耶路撒冷会得着这个赐福，而且弥赛亚会降临，这个以色列会得拯救，还有以色列的敌人会被歼灭。
Then here 50 years later, no Messiah, the Persian taxes still persisted, public injustice only increased.
不过过了五十年之后，弥赛亚还没有来，他们还不断地向波斯国缴税，而且这一个公没有在这个社会里头也没有公义。
They've been hearing from the prophet that all these great things were going to happen, and then 50 years later, nothing's happened. It's only gotten worse.
他们听先知所应许有好许多的这些伟大的事情会发生，不过过了五十年，不断没有发生这些伟大的事情，却是越来越糟。
And the book of Malachi is filled with skepticism and doubt and disillusionment.
所以在马拉基书这里，他们充满着幻灭，充满着灰心。
And throughout the whole book, God is interacting with them. He's going after, he's pursuing and asking questions.
充满着这整本书，都会发现神不断地在追随着这个以色列人，不断地向他们发问，有这个对话。
Now let me show you how this downward thinking about God can happen.
让我看，让大家看见我们如何对神的这个思念会一直下滑。
God promised something, but life gets worse.
神应许一些事情，不过我们的生命却越来越糟。
That can then lead to I question whether God will fulfill His promise.
这个会导致我开始疑惑神到底会不会成就他所立的这个应许。
And then a person may say, I wonder if God did anything great at all.
然后我会开始怀疑神到底有没有行过伟大的事情。
In fact, I wonder if people made up stories about God to explain their own progress.
我会开始怀疑周围的人说神如何帮助他们越来越长进，我会开始怀疑这些故事是不是真的。
And then that could lead to, could it be that people made up God to help them feel better about themselves and give them some form of identity?
最后我会开始怀疑是不是人把是人的想象才有神呢？他们想象出一个神，为的是给他们有一个寄托。
This is the process of doubt and skepticism.
这一个就是怀疑神的一个步骤。
This is what undermines a solid faith or what may be testing it.
这一个就是在让我们的信心试到遇着这一个试探或者试炼的时候。
Does this picture your life right now?
这个图片描述着你现在的境况吗？
You used to be strong in the Lord, but something's eroding the foundation underneath, and you're beginning to struggle whether you're going to be strong.
你曾经在信心里头是非常坚固的，不过可能在底下却有一些事情导致你的信心开始动摇了。
Everybody gets tested, even pastors.
所有的人甚至是牧师都会受到试炼。
So I want to encourage you to stay strong in the Lord because God is going to give you something to think about.
所以我要鼓励你们在主里面要扎根，因为神会让我们思想一些事实。
And let's rebuild that stronger foundation.
让我们要建立这个坚固的根基。
How does God show love to his children?
神如何爱他的儿女呢？
Let's go back into our text, and here's the first thing to see.
让我们回到圣经那里看第一点。
He loves us unconditionally by electing us.
他爱我们，让我们看见是因为他让我们看见他爱我们，因为他无条件的拣选我们。
Look at the beginning of the passage, all the way to the beginning of verse 3.
让我们回到马拉基书来看第一节到第三节。
The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? There's the question. Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord, yet I love Jacob, but Esau I have hated.
耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的末世，耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？耶和华说，在这里我们就注意神的问题。 以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，恶以扫。
Now what kind of answer is this?
这个是什么样子的答复？
Consider the identity of these people.
我们要想象这些人的地位。
That brings you all the way back into the book of Genesis.
就让我们回到创世纪那里去。
If you're familiar with the story of the patriarchs,
你如果记得这一个创世纪的这些故事的话，
God called Abraham to start a whole new nation, the Israelites.
神呼召了亚伯拉罕，然后通过亚伯拉罕就有了一个新的国，这个就是以色列国。
He had a son, Isaac.
亚伯拉罕有个儿子叫以撒。
And Isaac's wife Rebecca had twins in her womb.
以撒的妻子利百加怀了这个双胞胎。
Jacob and Esau.
就是雅各与以扫。
Now, before they were born, God selected one of them to be the branch of which his promised people would exist.
在这一对儿子还未出世之前，神就已经拣选了其中一个儿子成为这个救恩的降临。
It wasn't just that one was better than the other.
这个不是因为其中一个比另一个好。
Esau was a worldly man. He didn't care about the things of the Lord.
当然，以扫是一个非常属世的人，他不管神的事情。
But neither did Jacob.
不过雅各也是一样。
Esau was a worldly guy interested only in sport.
以扫是一个属世的人，他只爱这个玩乐。
Jacob though was a deceptive, manipulative type of person.
不过雅各却是一个非常狡猾奸诈的人。
And the competition for preeminence in the family went on.
所以他们在家庭里头不断的这个比较，而且不断的在这里比赛。
No consideration from God about God in either part.
两者都没有管神。
But God came to visit Jacob, not Esau.
不过神却来到雅各那里，不过没有去到以扫那里。
And in that sense, that's where he says, Jacob is the one that I loved and I chose.
所以在这里就是让我们看见神如何的爱雅各，拣选雅各。
He reminds the people of their election that that was a sovereign act on his part.
神提醒以色列人，这个拣选是神的这个特权。
Deuteronomy chapter 7:7-8 indicates it wasn't anything about the nation of Israel that made them any better from any other nation.
申命记第七章第七到第八节，让我们看见神拣选以色列不是因为以色列比其他的列国都要好。
It was simply because He wanted them.
其原因只不过是因为神要他们。
Not the Egyptians, not the Hittites, not the Moabites, no one else.
神不要摩亚人，不要这个埃及人。
Nothing was worked for or merited. It was God's sovereign choice.
他们完全没有赚取这个神的这个喜爱，这完全是因为神的主权。
Eugene Merrill has this to say.Evidence of that love was the fact that Israel survived through the ages up to the time of Malachi and his audience. Even Babylonian destruction of state and temple and the exile of the flower of the community had not canceled the promise. For here they were, a century after the deportation, still alive and flourishing in their restored nation and renewed religious and social life.
有一个作者这么说。以色列能够生存下来，直到马拉基的时候，就让我们看见神的爱的凭据。甚至是巴比伦想要把击杀他们，把这个圣殿给摧毁了，也把他们最好的一些人给掳了去，却没有使神的这个应许虚空了。在这里一百年后。他们回到这里，也继续的能够在这里兴旺。
If it wasn't for the love of God, they would not even exist.
如果不是神的爱，他们根本不会存在。
He would have long abandoned them, like he did other nations that no longer existed.
如果神弃绝他们，如同弃绝其他的国度一样，他们就已经不存在了。
Now, what does that have to do with us today, since we're not Israelites?
今天这个与我们有何相干？因为我们不是以色列人。
Keep your finger in the book of Malachi and go over to Romans chapter 9.
我们把 圣经打开到罗马书第九章, 不过我们会回到马拉基书。
And look at verses 10 to 13 of Romans 9.
罗马书第九章第10到13节。
And Paul is using the same illustration to talk about the Christian's election in Christ.
在这里保罗让我们看见他用这同样的一个比喻 来让基督徒明白基督如何拣选他们一样。
Verses 10 to 13 of Romans 9 says this, And not only so, but also when Rebecca had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, The older I will serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
罗马书第九章第十节，不但如此，还有利百加，即从一个人，就是从我们的宗族，我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃是在乎招人的主。 神就对利百加说：“将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。”God
does everything by His sovereign choice.
神所做的一切都是按照自己的主权。He
selected a group of people not because of their works, but because He wanted the Israelites to be His chosen people.
他拣选了一组人，不是因着他们所做的，而是因为在他主权之内，他要以色列成为他的选民。And
then God has selected someone from every particular nation and people group to form the church, the body of Christ.
神也从万国万邦中拣选了不同的人，成为教会的一份子，就是基督的肢体。Because
you deserved it, are you a Christian, or because of God's sovereign choice of you?
你成为基督徒是因为你配成为基督徒，或者是因为神有主权的拣选你呢？
If you claim to follow Jesus Christ, it's because of the love of God.
你能够称自己是跟从耶稣的，是因着神的爱。
Not because we're smart enough to figure out the gospel.
不是因为我们比较聪明，明白了福音。
Not because we're spiritual enough to avoid doing bad things.
不是因为我们够属灵，我们能够避免行坏事。
Or that we're in any way superior than anybody else.
或者我们比其他人好得多。
There will always be better, smarter, and even more moral people than we may be.
在这个世界上，往往会有比我们更好、比我们更聪明，甚至比我们更道德的人存在。
But God loves you.
不过神却爱你,
and sent his son to die for your sin.
他差遣儿子耶稣基督为你的罪而死。
Maybe at this moment you struggle with believing that God loves you because of circumstances.
可能在这个时候你挣扎着，你怀疑神是否爱你，因为你的周围的状况。
And emotionally you're struggling deeply about that.
你的心情在你的心里头深深的你在挣扎。
You need something to anchor you firmly in a proper belief about God's love.
你需要在某些方面扎根，让你深深的相信神的爱是真的。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
Do you profess Jesus Christ died for your sins?
你宣称耶稣基督为你的罪而死吗？
You can't do that unless God loves you and sent his son for you.
如果神不是爱你，差遣他的儿子来到世上的话，你就不能够这么说。
He has to wake you up and to open your eyes and to give you life so that you can respond to the gospel.
神必须令你苏醒，打开你的眼睛，让你能够为福音做出反应。
I may not always feel loved, but I've got to in my mind take it by faith. No, God loves you, Jim.
我可能不是常常的感觉到神爱我，不过在我的脑子里，我必须要有坚固的信心，相信神爱我。His
kindness led you to repent of sin.
因为神的良善带领你认罪悔改。Even
if that's not been effective towards your son yet.
就算是你儿子还没有这么做。
It doesn't mean that he doesn't love you.
这不代表他不爱你。
I have to come back to God's word of who I am in Christ to recognize God's love.
我必须要回到圣经这里，看见我在基督里头是什么人，来认同神的爱。
Come back to your identity in Him.
我们要回到在基督里的这个身份。
That's what God did with Israel. Here's the second thing.
这个就是神跟以色列所做的。让我们来看第二点。
He loves us by bringing justice to human mistreatment.
神让我们看见他爱我们是通过他为着这个残虐的人伸冤。
It says at the end of verse 3, after Esau I hated, I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert.
在第三节，神继续说，误以扫使他的山岭荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。
The descendants of Esau were called the Edomites.
以扫的后裔被称为以东人。
They were constantly persecuting Israel.
他们不断地在逼迫以色列。
You find throughout the whole Old Testament, God warns the Edomites about judgment He's going to have upon them.
通过整本旧约，我们会读到神不断地警告这个以东人，神会审判他们。
The entire book of Obadiah, that one chapter book, is devoted to God's judgment on the descendants of Esau, the Edomites.
在俄巴底亚书里头，就是整本书信，让我们看见这个先知俄巴底亚的。信息就是完全的给以东人而已，告诉他们神会审判他们。
Israel wanted justice because their enemies were still a problem.
以色列在这里不断的伸冤，因为他们的敌人还是给他们带来麻烦。
And God says, I'll take care of justice.
神说我会为你们伸冤。
The Edomites were judged.
这个以东人的确受到审判。
And part of the reason why they were judged is found in the book of Obadiah.
在俄巴底亚书那里就看见他们为何受神的审判。
When the southern tribes were taken off into captivity into Babylon,
当这一个南国被这个巴比伦掳去时，
the people of Edom saw that from afar and they gloated over that and applauded it.
这个以东人从遥远观看，而且掌声鼓励。
And God says, I won't forget that, and your judgment's going to come because of that attitude towards my people.
神告诉以东人说，我没有忘记你们对我的选民的这个态度，所以我会审判你们。
So what happened? History will tell us. The Israelites were taken off into captivity.
所发生的事情，这个历史就让我们看见了，当以色列被掳的时候。
And there's a group of people called the Nabataeans.
有一组人他们来到了。
And they came in and they pretty much wiped out and took over all the Edomites.
这一组人来到这个以东国这里，把以东给迁毁了。
And interbred with them and produced a race called the Idumeans.
他们也在这个以东人当中与他们彼此的嫁娶，就生下了这个以都米亚人。
There's one Idumean that's mentioned in the Gospel of Mark that we've all heard of.
在马可福音那里就让我们看见了有一个以都米亚人。
And that was Herod the Great.
这个就是希律。
That's why the Jews hated him. He was a half-breed person.
所以犹太人非常的痛恨这个希律王。
But he was a descendant of some of those Esau descendants, the Edomites.
因为他是这个以扫的后裔，以东人的后裔。
God took care of the justice. And punish the Edomites.
所以神在这一方面，他为以色列人伸冤，他审判了这个以东人。
Now listen to this. Israel never saw it.
你要听好，以色列人没有看见。
They came back from their captivity, and the judgment had already happened.
当他们被掳回到应许地的时候，这个审判已经过去了。
They were not given what they would like to have done to come back and gloat over Edom's demise.
他们可能想要报复，要来到这里观看这个以东人如何被歼灭，不过他们没有这样的机会。
And say, yeah, it serves you right for doing that to us.
他们可能想要说活该，你们活该。
No, God wasn't going to give them that kind of fleshly pleasure.
不过神却没有给他们这种属世的享受。
They had to trust that God would bring about justice in His way and at His time.
他们必须信靠神会按着自己的时间，按着自己的方式来为他们伸冤。
Whether or not they ever saw it,
他们有看见没看见都不重要。
It was predicted in the Word of God, and it happened.
在圣经里头已经应许了，所以也发生了。
Listen, if God is calling for you to wait for Him to bring about justice in His way and His time.Don't question His love if He doesn't do it quickly.
如果神应许了会为你伸冤，不过是按着他的时间，按着他的方式，不要因为神怠慢了，你就开始怀疑神的爱。
Let me show you one other passage. It's in the New Testament.
让我再给你们看多一段经文，在新约里头。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Verses 5 to 10.
第五到第十节。
This is what will happen in the future to unbelievers if they're alive when Jesus Christ returns.
这里就记载了当耶稣再次降临的时候，如果有一些废信徒还存活的话，会发生什么事。
This is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also are suffering, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might, when He comes on that day to be glorified in His saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第五节，这正是神公义审判的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中出现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。
The judgment of God is a terrible thing on unbelievers.
神对非信徒所施行的审判是何等可怕的。
If someone gives you a difficult time because of your faith in Jesus Christ, recognize God will bring about justice.
如果你因着信耶稣，你的信心而受到别人的残虐的时候，你要记得，当耶稣再来的时候，神会为你伸冤。
He will bring justice because He loves you and He loves justice.
神会伸冤是因为他爱你，而且神也喜爱公义。
Even if it's delayed,
就算是怠慢了，
and it doesn't happen so that you can always see it when you would like to,
或者是你希望看见却看不见，
it is sure and it is perfect.
它还是的的确确会发生的。
God loves us because He saves us and elects us.
神爱我们因为他不只是拯救我们，他拣选我们。
God loves us because He will also bring justice in the end.
神爱我们，因为他也会为我们伸冤。
Thirdly, He loves us by protecting us from the growth of evil.
第三，神让我们看见他爱我们是通过他在这个邪恶的广阔之中，他保护我们。
It indicates back in Malachi chapter 1.That though their hill country was laid waste and wild animals like jackals were running around it. Verse 4, if Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins, the Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I will tear down. And they will be called the wicked country and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever.
回到马拉基书第三节，使他的山岭荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。以东人说，我们现在虽被毁坏，却要重建荒废之处。万军之耶和华如此说，任他们建造，我必拆毁，人必称他们的地为罪恶之境，称他们的名为耶和华永远恼怒之名。
If the people of Edom saw that God was rebuilding Israel up north, and they had the idea that they could rebuild in the same way, God would stop it.
这个以东人看见神如何的使以色列复国的时候，以东人也以为自己能够重建家园，不过神却会阻止他们。
God is not only going to eliminate a problem, he's going to prevent the problem from starting up again.
神不只是除去了这个问题，神也会避免这个问题的产生。
Sometimes we may think, okay, God will solve a problem, but he's not taking away struggles around me.
有些时候我们会觉得神会为我们解决问题，不过却不会却还是会继续让我在那里挣扎。
He may not eliminate problems, but he may eliminate an area of temptation that you will succumb to protect you from sin.
不过神虽然不会完完全全的把这个问题除去，神还是会除去这个使你诱惑犯罪的事情。
Recognize what 2 Corinthians 10 tells us.
我们要记得哥林多后书十章那里所讲的。
No temptation has overtaken you, but what is common to man.
在哥林多前书第十章那里所讲的，神不会使你试探过深。
And God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.
神不会让你所受的试探是过于你所能够承受的。
But with it make a way of escape that you may stand up underneath it.
神会让你有一条路让你能够通过。
God will not eliminate problems and struggles and difficult people from your life.
神不会完全的从你的生命里除掉所有的问题或者是使你有烦恼的人。
Where they serve his purpose and build you stronger in the faith.
因为他们会成就神在你身上的那个计划，让你能够更加的坚强。
But he will protect you from that which will be detrimental or that which you will not be able to handle.
不过神会保护你，不让你经过那些你不能够经过的事情。
So if you have difficult times and there's an injustice that is victimizing you, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you.
所以如果你面对的这个情况是不良好的，而且事情好像很糟，这不代表神不再爱你了。
God will bring about justice in the future, but he's also presently protecting you still.
神在将来会为你伸冤，不过现在神还是不断地保护着你。
Israel's not going to have to deal with the Edomites anymore.
以色列人不再需要面对以东人了。
They'll have other problems to deal with.
他们还有其他的这些问题。
But God at least is alerting them that those Edomites are not going to rise up again and cause the problem they did in the past.
不过神至少是这样告诉他们说，你们不再需要担心这个以东人来烦你们了。
When we're growing disillusioned with God, it's usually going to be over the areas of love and justice and protection.
当我们对神产生幻灭的感觉的时候，往往是对神的爱、神的保护，还有这个事情上会有些怀疑。
And this is what God is addressing right here with the Israelites.
神在这里就是针对这个问题。
Now let me give you one more thing.
让我再告诉你们一件事。
He loves us by giving us the privilege of seeing his unveiled greatness.
神爱我们，他会通过让我们看见他的伟大。
Verse 5,
第五节。
Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, Great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel.
你们必亲眼看见，也必说，愿耶和华在以色列境界之外被尊为大。
The Israelites would not see the destruction of the Edomites.
以色列人没有看见以东人被歼灭。
But they would see the after effects of that. So they knew that justice was meted out by God.
不过他们却会看见这个后来的这个效果，因为他们看见神在周围都伸冤了。
The cities that Edom had built were gone.
以东人所建的这些城市都没了。
Their own eyes could see that if they just looked south of Jerusalem.
如果他们往南边一看的时候，就会看见。
God promised justice. It happened while they were gone.
神向他们应许会伸冤，当他们被掳的时候，神为他们伸冤了。
He's promising protection for them for the future.
神也应许会在将来保护他们。
They haven't lost their elect status. They're still His people.
他们没有失去被拣选的身份，他们还是神的选民。
And all the things that he's still providing for them are evidence of his love, so that you should say, God is still great.
神供应给他们所有的需要，就应该让他们觉得神知道神是爱他们的，神还是伟大的。
You have been given the privilege of seeing great provision in your life.
你在你自己生命里头有着这一个这个荣幸，能够看见神如何供应你的需要。
Salvation in your life.
在你生命里头的救恩。
Protection in your life.
神保护你。
Do you see it?
你看见吗？
Do you think about that?
你有没有思想呢？
Or is the current situation so large it clouds over everything else as if it never happened?
或者你的现况，你把自己 的现况变得如此的大，让你所有的事情都看不见呢？
My wife and I could not forget about our three daughters who loved Christ because our one son, now two sons, don't love Christ.
我与我的妻子不能够因为两个儿子不爱耶稣而忘记有三个爱耶稣的女儿。
When you begin to see, how has God loved me? Am I actually asking that question? Go through these points here.
当你在疑惑神是否爱我的时候，请你思考这几个问题。
Has He saved my life?
神有拯救我吗？
He loves me.
他爱我。
Has He brought justice to mistreatment that I've had? Maybe not now, but He promises He will. He loves me.
他有为我所面对的这个残虐伸冤吗？可能还未伸冤，不过我知道将来必伸冤，所以他爱我。
Is he protecting me or my family from things maybe we're not even aware of? Yes, he loves us.
他是不是保护我还有我的家人呢？有些事情甚至我不知道他却保护我呢？是的，所以他爱我。
Have we seen God do some things in our lives? Yes.
我们有曾经在生命里头看见过神在生命里行伟大的事情吗？有的。
You have to hold on to that even if you feel abandoned or struggle with God at the moment.
就算你在现况里与神挣扎，你还是必须要抓紧这个之前所看见神所行的奇事。
Paul tells us in Romans 12 that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds.
保罗在罗马书第十二章说，我们的心意更新变化。
In 2 Corinthians 10, we're told that the spiritual warfare involves taking every thought captive.
哥林多后书十章那里告诉我们，这个属灵的征战就是我们必须要将我们的每一个思念都要抓紧。
When you're tempted to think wrong things about God, or wrong things about yourself, or the wrong things about life, it will affect you emotionally.
当你受到诱惑，要有对这神或者你自己或者对你的生命有不正确的思想的时候，就会影响你属灵的生命。
Let's come back to proper thinking about who God is as He is convincing some people who struggle with believing in His love for them.
我们要回到圣经里头对神有正确的思想，就好像神在这里他安慰那一些怀疑他的人。
I don't have the quote here, but Ray Clendenin has this to say. This is exactly God's purpose in Malachi. He's making the riches of His glory known among the restored community of Israel by demonstrating the sovereignty of His electing love. They deserve nothing from Him and would wind up in the same state as Edom for their wickedness were it not for His changeless and sovereign love.
有一个圣经学者这么说，马拉基书这里就是给我们看见神的计划，他让这个以色列人看见神对他们的计划是何等的伟大， 也让他们看见原来不是因为他们所做的，因为神在他的主权里头拣选了以色列。如果不是神的拣选，以色列就会如同以东人一样被牵连。
Think about these things, talk about these things, in your house together with each other, so that we're reaffirmed, in God's love for us as His chosen children through Christ Jesus.
我们要思想并且谈论这些事情，尤其是在我们的家庭里头，让我们的全家人都知道神是爱我们的。
Thank you, Father, for your word that you've given to us this morning.Thank you, Father, that you love us with an everlasting love, not because we're worthy of it, but because you are a loving God. Help us, Father, and for those today who struggle in believing it and who want to, but Father, I know that we can be weak at times and life can truly wear us out and beat us down. I pray, Father, that we are gaining victory, and strengthened in the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.